WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
One time, Mike, WSBT 754.
Morning time out there, Charlie.
Yeah, the roads are a lot better than yesterday.
Yeah, I would say so. Well, by the time I got rolling, it wasn't too bad. You know, most of the roads were pretty much clear.
Yeah, they weren't too bad yesterday afternoon. I was surprised. I thought with the rain we had, it'd be worse. It was slick around the parking lot. But by the time I got home, though, it wasn't very pleasant up there, man. They were slippery. Yeah, my back walkway to my door and everything was ice. I had to go get some salt. Get some salt down. It was pretty bad. And my neighbor parks his vehicle out in the street right the other side of my driveway on the plow side. So now I got a nice frozen pile of snow out in the street right in front of my driveway. Thank you.
Yeah, that's not good. That sucks.
He does it all the time, man. Dude, can't you see what you're doing to me, man? Now I got this 4 foot wide pile of frozen snow out in the street, you know, just past my driveway. He does it every year. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, I hollered for you on the way out yesterday. I didn't hear you come back, so I turned it off, jammed out. Oh, man. I'm thinking about taking tomorrow off, but won't know until I see what chaos is going on. I had nothing but trouble yesterday. Again.
No, yeah. Yeah, I was out there yesterday. I got out there around like 3:30.
Yeah, I called for you. Didn't hear you come back. Waited a little bit. Said, well, you must be working late. Clicked her off and turned on some tunes.
And now I got out there right around 3:30. Anyway, well, you had a lot going on yesterday anyway. Had to work late. Take care of some other things, and just one thing after another.
Yeah, it was the weekly machine problem day yesterday, so tried to get my work done, and I got machines I got to fix, or problems, you know, the kids have, and, oh, man, it'd be nice once these guys are trained up to my level, and I ain't got to worry about it so much. But they got a ways to go.
Why you gotta knock them down that far?
Cause?
You know. Good morning. WSHM 738.
Yeah, morning time out there.
Morning, Paul. Yeah, they're good kids, man. They work hard. They do their best. They, seem to come up with new problems once a week. So, you know, that's how it goes.
Well, you know what I say? I kind of get it, but you know what? When you climb mountains, you're going to come out with a few scratches. You know what I mean?
I try to play the king of the hill. Let them deal with it themselves, but I don't mind. I mean, like I said, But I'm getting to make more money than I guess it's worth it.
Yeah, all right, go ahead there, Mike.
But you don't have nobody for, like, machine repair?
Not really a maintenance guy. I mean, we've been farming that out. The last maintenance, real maintenance guy that we had was more of a hack than anything. He was big on band-aids and rubber bands, man. That now we're in the process of fixing machines properly, but they just tend to get themselves messed up on sizing and offsets and get confused, and every now and then a problem will come with the machine mechanically. You know, normally I can repair them if it isn't too bad, but it's just general run-of-the-mill problems.
Oh, okay. I see. Well,
yeah, there you go. It's a cold one out here this morning.
Yeah, man, 24 here.
Yeah, that's what I got on my gauge, 24.
Oh, man. Were we supposed to get some more snow today or tomorrow?
I thought my forecast I looked at, but it changes daily, so you can't ever read 100% of any of that stuff. But not till like next week, but I know that theory doesn't always hold water, so I have no idea.
We had enough.
The problem is, you know, I mean, when these snows fall overnight like this, you know, I don't have time to deal with it in the morning. And so I have to do it like a second job when I get home from a real job. You know, so it's kind of just a thorn in your side. And with this particular snow, it was so wet that I did about 5 foot in front of the garage in the morning, and I figured, well, I ain't got time to do the rest, so I'll get to it when I get home. And up just above the cement, it was like a coat of slush, but more frozen slush, right? And now, today, it's like a coat of, or this morning, it's like a coat of ice. And last night, it was like a coat of ice. So I need some sun today to melt that away.
Yeah, I got that same issue. I'm like, yeah. Well, most of it did melt on my driveway, but a lot of it didn't by the approach. And now I got to get out there and when it warms up and try to get rid of some of that.
Yeah, we must have got more rain up there yesterday. Like I said, my back walkway from the back door up to the driveway was all ice. Most of the driveway was ice. I ran up, got a bag of salt, and salted it down so my wife don't break her neck getting out of her car. Yeah, it's clearing up.
Now it's saying 21 degrees here, so I don't know, but it's going to stay cold for the next foreseeable future. I looked at the forecast, and these next couple of days are going to be real cold, and it's not really going to get above freezing anytime soon, not in the next 4 or 5 or 6 days from what I've seen.
Oh, we'll just have to wait and see.
That's another day closer to spring, I guess.
That is the way to look at it. I mean, even if it's 25 out, if the sun is shining on the cement, it will melt ice.
That is true.
Well, I see Michigan's looking for another head coach, man. What a big turn of events yesterday.
Well, what happened with that guy? I thought he was doing okay. I mean, didn't have that bad of a record. I mean, would they expect everybody to go undefeated every year?
luck?
He was, you know, dipped his candle where he worked.
And I don't know.
I was going to say, he was dipping his candle where he works at.
Oh, is that what he was doing? So, I don't know. I just know he lost against Ohio State, but that in itself doesn't warrant a firing, so obviously some other events are going on that I didn't know about. Charlie, what do you know about it?
Well, from what I heard from Facebook Truth Social, he was having fun with one of the staffers or some girl down there. They say she got pregnant, and from what I read this morning, he ended up in the Washtenaw County Jail for some kind of, I don't know, assault or what. So, yeah, it's a lot happening in Ann Arbor.
Reminds me of the Gary Moeller situation. Do you remember that one years back?
No, I don't remember that one. But, yeah, I did hear about that, too. He went on a rampage or whatever at home and started throwing things and busting things up and going nuts. And, they arrested him.
You and Charlie double. Charlie, go ahead.
I was just saying, I don't think I was in Michigan during the Gary Moeller time. I don't remember, but it's been a long time.
Okay, I think he was a pretty good coach. The problem is the pressures of having that position and getting your team performing. Let him into drinking. I'm in my weak spot, so give me a minute here, just a few seconds. Anyways, it should be back. Let me check. I am good enough. All right, so basically, he was on some drunken tirade inside some restaurant / bar, and that ended his career.
Well, look at Mel Tucker. He was accused of the same thing. I think the woman just wanted to slander him, but, Mel Tucker, same type of situation. You know, being accused of doing inappropriate things with the staff or coworker at MSU.
The noise on the repeater and the cabin noise, Mike, you got to talk into that radio. It's light on deviation.
Well, in the Tucker case, that lady was actually a consultant dealing with sexual assaults and that sort of thing, doing the wrong thing, I guess, and yeah, he screwed that all up. But man, you're a head coach of a big time college team making, $8-9 million a year. Why would you screw that up?
Are they paying him that much money?
I sure, but I'm, $2 million, dude. $2 million a year, whatever it was he was making, to screw that up, man, is ridiculous.
For sure. It's once you get to that level, there ain't no turning back.
Well, when you're thinking with the wrong head, things happen.
Yeah, I suppose, man. I don't know. So now we're on the hunt for another coach. And, of course, the internet rumors are abound with Urban Meyer and Brian Kelly and people that just will not come here or we don't want.
Yeah, well, who did they get from West Virginia once? I forgot the name of the guy. They talk out great things about him, and he didn't do diddly squat. And I'm not a big college football guy. You know what I mean? I pay attention to it about 5%.
Right.
I pay attention more to the Lions than I do college ball. So, but there was a guy they got from West Virginia or something. And I forget his name. If I heard it, I'd know it. But, you know, they talked great things about him, and, you know, he didn't do diddly poo.
Rich Rodriguez.
I think that was it right there.
Wasn't it his nickname Rich Rod?
Yeah, Rich Rod. Then he went down to Arizona or Arizona State. Did pretty good down there. I don't know where he's at now.
Well, sometimes, you know, and I'll say this a lot. I mean, yes, a coach can make a difference, but if you got crappy players and you got a great coach, you still got crappy players. You know, a coach doesn't make it just like one player like Barry Sanders doesn't make it, right? We know this through and through. And sometimes it's alignment of the stars, to be honest with you.
Well, a good coach can take a crappy player and develop him into a decent player. That's the difference.
Yes, in some cases, yes. But you can't take somebody that's inept and change him into a Joe Montana or a Michael Irvin. I mean, you know what I'm saying there?
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. Well, we'll have to wait and see. Anyway, it's that time, so I'm going to drag my butt inside. You guys have a good day. Drive safe out there. Catch you tomorrow. WSBT 754.
Yeah, 73. You have a good one there, Charlie.
Yep, we'll catch you later. Yeah. Look at Scott Mitchell. You know, we try to make him like a Joe Montana. Didn't work out too well.
Yeah, well, then he ended up on The Biggest Loser, and he was really overweight. I don't know if you've ever seen that. Just do an internet search.
I don't remember that one. I'll have to look that up. Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
You wouldn't recognize him when he was on that show. I didn't watch, was aware of it. Really put on the weight, you wouldn't even recognize him.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah. I know we try to make something out of him here, but no, it was a no-go.
Yeah, there you go.
Look, a little QRM on the back end. Never failed.
Yeah, they probably have to get their unemployment check. A welfare check, more like it. Can you make it to Detroit or no?
I can't make it to Detroit here. No.
Need to get a little UHF antenna hanging up outside just above the roof line. All right, Mike, I'm going to lose you. I'm just about at the end of this drink. Easy and blah, 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 anyhow. So we'll catch you later. Have a good one. WSHM 738.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I was looking into one of those GP9s. You know, I'm thinking about getting one of them.
Yeah, that would work for you, anything, just outdoors and for dogs, right? Leaps and bounds. All right, see ya, WSHM 738.
All right, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring. WRWB Mike, do you copy?
Yeah, go ahead there, Paul. We hear you. You got WRWB 49.
Hey, happy Friday Eve on this brisk, chilly, cold morning. On my way to, you know where again.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I don't start right away today, but. When I get out there, it's going to be a cold one.
Yeah, I think it was yesterday. I heard you, but I just caught like very bits and pieces, and then I got some noise over the radio, so I just turned it off. I don't know what it was.
Just, you know, the average norm, I guess it is now, you know, with the QRM.
I didn't know if it was due to all the snow and ice on the roof of my car playing with the GMRS antennas. So, yeah, it was weird, strange, never heard that before, but, yeah. Anyway.
No, it's because of they hear us out there and they just want to jam, just to jam. You know, instead of, you know, having a conversation, nope, they'd rather jam it and cause trouble. Some don't even have their license to, you know, operate this, you know, frequency, or shall I say this band, 65 centimeters. So.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Sometimes when it gets just too ridiculous, I just turn the radio off. I mean, there's other times we can get together and chit-chat, you know, when they're not around being a rock and roll star.
More like a rock star wannabe. Anyway.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm at my final destination here, so you have a fine Thursday, stay warm, and we'll talk to you on the ride back home later today. WSGG 772, clear after you.
We'll catch you this afternoon. You'll probably hear Charlie and I out there for sure. All right. Catch you later. This is WRWB 49. We'll be standing by.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSGT 257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
WIZX, 218 WIAG 28, copy. BRZX 218. How's the lake? Like you cold?
Bet it is. You get all that snow picked up before it froze solid?
I got tired of that, and I couldn't fix all of it up. Today I gotta do a little bit of work outside. I don't know how frozen is it outside.
Thick as a brick.
No, I don't want to hear that one. I really don't. Yeah, I gotta shovel up a little bit more. I don't know, I might start to plow up. Maybe that snowblower will do it. You think?
No, I think you're more in the neighborhood of a bag of salt and a sledgehammer there, Roger.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, I guess I have to do that. Sledgehammer and and salt. I guess. How you doing with that cold?
Oh, not too bad. I got out here last night and scooped away the big clumps before they froze, so that's all I cared about. It's going to get warm, though, next week. It's going to be close to 40, they said. I heard this morning there, you know, about 7-8 days out, but until then, it's going to be pretty cold, Roger.
Roger, is that what Michigami say? Next week it's going to be warm?
No, the TV weather.
What TV weather is that? Is that till night?
8 degrees next week.
Oh, that Channel 9 said next week it'll be 40 degrees.
Yeah, that'll melt this. Start over. Wait till the next snowstorm there, Roger.
Yeah, but you're sounding good. That little diesel noise is okay, no big deal. What are you on, we added the DB20G?
No, that radio's sitting over on the counter for the car. We don't use it. I could hook it up here if I wanted. This is a Wushan on the harvest there, Roger.
That Wushan sounded good. Excellent. With the harvest.
Medium power. Yeah, I couldn't hit Macomb there this morning, so there's no banding going on here today, Roger.
I just was on that 600. It doesn't do nothing. I think what I'm going to do in the summer, I'm going to go out there and put that LMR 400.
Yeah, try that. I heard just a couple stations key up on it every now and then. That's about all. That's about all you hear on it.
They were local or they out of the country?
I don't know. They don't say nothing. They just key up. They're just checking it, I guess, to see if it's operational, all I can figure out.
You're going to call from there, from Cadillac, Michigan.
I think it's coming in far away. This is somebody down here local doing it.
There's a few people out there local. I heard them too. One of them, I wanted a radio check, and he gave me a radio check, but he was gone fast.
Roger that. I was getting some activity off of 625 just simplex, simplex. I was picking up some stores down the way there or something. I heard two women, and they were getting ready to go to work, I think. So I was picking that up.
Probably Target. I think Target, they work at night, night shift. I'm sure I'm 100% of that. Usually Target does that, and that's probably they have these radios. That's why you're on simplex.
That makes sense. That's down there at Target. That's the biggest store facing me. That was quite a ways for simplex. You know, almost.
Well, Randall, you got the simplex, it's 2 miles. 2 miles, sometimes 2.5, but no more than that.
That's about right, man. That's exactly about right. So that's what I was picking up.
Those guys, they got the radios, and they set them the way they want, you know, on a different frequency. That's what they do.
Roger that.
I just woke up about 15 minutes ago. I was on a GM repeater, another side of radio. I just finished from there. I want to say hello, see you, how you doing out there. And I got to have my coffee. Roger?
Hey, Roger that. I got to get out here. Where Peter's up to, they're out here. Starting to gather. And the squirrels. All right. Talk at you later. WRZX 218. We're going to be listening after your final.
Hey, take care. We'll talk again today. Maybe later on today. I got to go a little bit grocery shopping again. And I don't know how it's going to be out there. Take care. Have a good day. WIZ 28.
WSHR 566 9. WSKK 684 monitoring.
WSDU 202, good morning. WSDU 202, good morning.
WRVV 525. It's a cold one out there, boys.
Hello, this is WSKF 341, home
UZ-935 from WSHM-738. There, now learn to speak. Never mind. WSHM-738.
WSCT 754, you copy. This is WRWB 49. WSCT 754, you copy. This is WRWB 49. You copy on WSCT 754. This is WRWB 49. Okay, standing by.
WSTG 772, Chevy Township, monitoring.
That's great time there, Paul.
Is that you, WRWB, Mike? I just heard an aw.
That's me. I must have quickened, but that's me. What's going on?
Heading home, homebounded.
Yeah, I gotta go to a few places today before I go home anyway. Gotta stop off at the vacuum store and see if they got the parts I need.
Yeah, I gotta get that gas tank filled up because it's going down to the single digits this weekend.
That's great.
Huh. They're calling for a high of 3 Sunday.
It's going to be wicked cold.
Yeah, I work in the heated building, so it doesn't matter to me.
Same here. I mean, all the places I go to are indoors, but... And it's going to suck for a lot of other people that, you know, have to work outdoors.
Yeah. You can dress real warm or don't go in.
Yeah. Well, one thing for sure, the ice will be froze over for ice fishing this year.
Yeah, without a doubt there. I used to do that years ago, but... I can't tolerate that anymore, so winter's not my thing, summer's my gig.
Yeah, I don't mind these weathers, you know, or this type of weather, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I don't even deer hunt anymore, I gave that up, retired from that.
No, not me, I do that every November.
Yeah, I mean, I used to hunt with a bunch of guys, and their rifle blinds were really nice, insulated. You get a heater in there, and you're fine, but I don't know. I'm out of that scene now.
The blind I hunt out of has, you know, it's about 4 inches thick of insulation on the walls, the floor, and the ceiling, so... I'm well covered, plus it's got a tin roof on top of it. It's about 35 feet up in the air. And, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, you got the right equipment and stuff, and you could stay pretty warm in your blind. But yeah, I had fun doing it. It was an experience, and I had a good time. Had some good meals. That's about it.
Yeah, I got solar panel with batteries. A nice bucket seat out of a conversion van that I used to sit in.
Where I used to hunt, the guy, my friend had, he had like 120 acres. So what we would do at opening season of bow, just to get meat on the table, we called it a 30-30 bow. So we just knocked down a deer with a 30-30 behind his house, and that would get us to rifle season.
Yeah, copy. Now, where'd you go hunt? Like, up north of here, or UT, or what?
Green City.
That's that. That's by Grayling, if I'm not mistaken.
It's not too far from Grayling. It's closer to Houghton Lake.
Yeah, it's like off, what is it, M-55 or something?
You could take Old 27 south to get to Reed City from Houghton Lake. That's the way I used to go. My mom lived up in Higgins Lake.
Okay. Yeah, my parents live up there all year round. They live in and Gladwin, just outside of the city limits, you know.
There used to be a restaurant, Grayling, I used to stop at every now and then. I think it was called Spike's, and they were known for their bison burgers.
Yeah, I never heard of that one. I know the that restaurant there, it was called Gobbler's. One of those, like, restaurants where they serve everything turkey, that just closed up. I'm like, man, that sucks. I went there last year with my brother-in-law when we came back from the UP, and it was pretty good.
I know it's a shame. A lot of the mom-and-pop restaurants, like Houghton Lake, Higgins Lake, man, they were really good restaurants, but then all the commercial stuff got up there and ruined it.
Yeah, you go to Gaylord and it's like, holy crap, you know, it's like, look at all these, you know, yeah, they're not family dining restaurants anymore, they're all just chain restaurants, basically.
All your franchise restaurants, there was a really good restaurant on M-55 and Old 27, Houghton Lake. It was called Whitehaven. It had a big, huge chicken on the roof of the building. Man, everybody went there. That place was packed every day.
Huh. That's interesting. I've never been there either. You know, I've been to the ones in West Branch. Not recent, but, you know, within the last decade or so, and if they're still there, a lot of them are still here. You know, they were good then. I don't know if they are now. I know I heard the Ponderosa in West Branch, they finally closed that up, and now it's going to be a Lucky's Steakhouse.
The new mom and pop shops up there, they're good. Yeah, because I still got some family up there in Houghton Lake.
Yeah. Yeah, my parents, they moved up there, you know, a while back. And they like it. They don't want to come back down here.
Copy that. My niece and her husband bought a house on the lake up in
West Branch, Cadillac area, and Cadillac, West Branch, they still have a lot of mom and pop shops there, restaurants, and they're really good.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, my one uncle, he lived up in, well, part-time in Cadillac and then part-time in Florida. He's a snowbird, but, yeah, he's got a place in downtown Cadillac. He used to live in Navin Way, which is right off US 2 in the UP, and then, you know, it got to a point where it's like after 6 o'clock, they roll up the red carpet and there's like nothing open. And his wife's like, I don't want to live up here no more. And they're right off Lake Michigan.
Wow, yeah, copy that. I remember when my mom first got her place in Higgins Lake, the only thing up there was Little Caesars, Burger King, and McDonald's. That was it.
Yeah, now you look at it, and they got all these different stores all around there.
They got Walmart up there now and all those other big franchises.
Yeah, West Branch, I tell you what, that's from one end of town to the other end on the business loop. It's all packed now. It looks like Hall Road.
Yeah, copy that. Hey, I reached my final destination, so I'm clear after you. This is WSGG 772. We're clear.
Catching the AMs. Charlie, you out here yet? WRWB 49. I guess Charlie's not on here yet.
RWP 489, WRNW 329.
On, Tim.
How's it go today? You work you hard today, or is it not an easy day?
Mediocre day, you know, but it's going. I got to go stop off here at this vacuum cleaner place and see if they got the right parts I need.
Yeah, copy that. Well, it's getting closer to the weekend anyway, but the weather's not getting any better.
It's supposed to get down to like 3, I guess, over the weekend, and well, that'll be good for the, you know, ice fishermen.
Yeah, that's good for that. I'm scared of the ice. I stay off of that stuff. But to do anything outside, everything's canceled.
Figured since you do big game hunting that you'd, you know, ice fish.
No, that's, Tony, I tried that once. Yeah, I'm not too fond of cold weather and water to go through, and the odds are not looking good. So I like to stay on shore in those conditions.
Copy.
All right, I just heard you out there. I thought I'd give you a shout right quick. I'm out here moving around myself and make a couple of stops.
Yeah, I just was out here talking to Paul and then seeing if Charlie was out there. He must not be out of work yet.
They're working him over today, keeping him a little bit over.
They must be. Anyway.
All right, man, maybe I'll catch you a little later on. WRNW 329. We'll be back listening for now.
All right, we'll catch you later. This is WRWB 49. We'll be standing by.
WSB 2754 Mobile.
WICS 218, WIAG 48, copy. WICS 218, WIAG 48, copy. WICS 218, WIAG 48, copy. WSEU 202, good afternoon. Good afternoon, 202. How you doing, Jack? How you doing, buddy? Doing good, except cold. Yeah, it's a little chilly out there today, ain't it? This morning was a lot chilly, very chilly this morning, about 4 o'clock in the morning. Hey, how's the boy and Bob doing up there? Is he surviving? Oh, as soon as I'm on my way home, I'm going to text him, see how he's doing, and I'll let you know. Hey, rides on that, Jay. Do yourself a good day, man. I'm on this handheld, man. It ain't working too good today. Oh, you're okay. Just a little fade out. No big deal. You know, handheld is handheld. You just put up your antenna outside from the window. Just a little bit, and you should do good. Roger. Oh, I ain't opening no window. If it gets too bad, I'll go in there on that face, Roger. I don't believe you. Well, you take care and have a good day. WIAG 48.
All right, Jack, take care of yourself. This is Scott, by the way. WSTU 202, and we're clear.
WSBT 754, you got a copy, this is WRWB 49.
Afternoon, Mike, just hitting the road.
Copy, I'm just hitting the road.
Well, actually, I'm passing Metro Parkway right now. I had to stay a little bit late. We had a truck show up with some inspection tables and trying to get them off, man. They're heavy, and unfortunately it wasn't happy.
Copy that.
Yeah, our other home office here in Muskegon, and they shipped them over there. We had no idea they were coming. And they showed up like, I don't know, 3 o'clock, and I had a couple of big surface plate inspection tables in there. They're pretty heavy items, man. And we had to use that big forklift with no brakes on it, but the forks weren't long enough to get it off. So we had to figure out a way to get them off. And I had to stick around about 15 minutes, no big thing.
Yeah, I copy that. That's why you were hung up, you weren't out here, because I'm like, usually he's out here around like 3:30, and you weren't there, so I figured you had to stay over.
Yeah, I had to stay for just a little bit. I guess I was there, I don't know, I punched out 342, something like that, and stood around and talked to the boss for a little bit, and said, "Hey, man, it's time to go. I'm on my time now." He was getting all upset, man. He was at the director of operations, the top guy in the building. is up in the truck helping unload this stuff. And he's mad as hell, man. Just mad as hell. Because the other two guys were just standing around looking. And they couldn't figure out how to get that thing off of there. They were trying to bridge across the bottom of it with some wood. And, I mean, these things are heavy, man. They're solid granite. And they're, you know, big. They're 4 foot by 3 foot. Probably, I don't know, at least a foot thick, at least. So they're pretty heavy, you know, and they're trying to figure out a way to get them up out of there. And boss man's up here tripping out because he got two other dudes standing around or anything. Office, he wasn't up there, and then the lady up front says, "Oh, I think he's out back with a truck." And I went walking back there and saw what they were up against. And I said, "Hold on, man, I got a better idea." They tried bridging across it with some wood, and they about dropped that thing right to the ground, man. They were lucky they didn't keep going, because that thing would have hit the floor. It probably would have crashed. I got them squared away. I said, "These are, you got the wrong people out here, boss. You need to get somebody who knows what they're doing."
Really?
Oh, well. I gave them about 12 minutes for free. That'll make them happy.
Yeah. It seems like you got a lot of, inexperienced goobers over there at your place.
Yeah, the guy on the high low, he's a good kid, man, Chris. He's a good guy. He's new to this kind of world. He come out of construction. But he's a good guy. He ain't stupid. But the plant manager and this other guy out there trying to act like they know what they're doing, yeah. They're fixing to get somebody hurt.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, I can't imagine what those things weigh. Well, I bet they're every bit of a ton, at least, man. They're very heavy, man. And they were trying to bridge across the sides and the end of it. They had, you know, like a... almost like a, you know, with the wood crossing over and some old rotten, wet 4x4s, you know. And you could hear it cracking as he was picking it up. And they would say, "Go ahead, go ahead." I'm like, "I don't know, dude. I'd be putting that down if I was you." And he went up a little bit more and it bounced. And it damn near came right out of the back of the truck. So he was lucky enough to get it up in there, so... I went in and I found some bar stock and threw it up in there, went across and bridged it that way, and we were in and out, no problem.
Yeah, I copy that. Now I see they're trying to drive a wedge. Well, I hate to, you know, say this, but I'm so close that I'm looking at it.
Yeah, you're doing fine. Covering them right up. Sooner or later, they'll get tired of being crybabies.
Pretty much. I'm literally like looking at the machine. I mean, all I have to do is look up. I'm like right here. Because I had to stop off at the vacuum cleaner store downtown here and pick up some parts.
The wife's vacuum cleaner broken?
No. A guy I take care of, you know, he was a little under the weather one day and just started throwing things out, and that was one of the things that he threw out was the filter. So.
Oh, okay, getting them fixed up, huh?
Yeah, you can't find them at the stores. You got to go to like a vacuum cleaner place. And I won't go to banks because they're a bunch of
a-holes, and all they want to try and do is, instead of selling you parts, they want you to bring your old machine in so they can trade you for a newer model and then, you know, charge you a price markup. It's like, no, man, I just want the part. If you're not going to sell me the part, then I'm going to leave. I don't want a new vacuum.
Exactly, man. Just sell me the part, dude. If not, I'll go to Amazon, you know. And then you don't get no sales. Jesus. I don't get them people. Oh, no, Mike. The sun's shining out here.
I see that.
Yeah, they're gross pointers over at Banks.
Oh, the gross pointers? Well, yeah, there's... They act hoity-toity at their locations. I won't deal with them. I don't. I just go to Gabriel's.
Yeah, we used to have a really good spot up in Port Huron that sold a lot of parts for appliances, stoves, washers, dryers, that sort of thing, but they closed up. Servo, I think, was the name. Said he's had enough. He can't compete with Amazon and that sort of thing, and he ended up closing up.
Just like Docs or A&E.
Well, I'm not going to lie, dude. I get my stuff on Amazon because I can get it cheap, and I don't have to go anywhere to go get it, you know. A couple of clicks, it's on its way. YouTube video, you show you how to put it in and whatnot. I can see a lot of places like that closing up. WSBT 754.
WB 489. Yeah, there was somebody else in there, and I kind of left him out. He made mention about Banks. Go ahead. Guess not. Anyway. Yeah, no, I like to try and do the brick-and-mortar thing first, and then, you know, if they don't have it, then I go online. But, you know, I hate to see these places go, you know.
Well, I agree, I get it, but sometimes you just can't help it. You know, it's cheaper, you don't have to go anywhere. A couple of clicks, it's on your doorstep most times the next day. I mean, I can see why they can't compete, and I guess I'm part of the problem, but, you know, I got to save a buck, too, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It ain't like I was single-handedly keeping them open by any means. I think I've been up there like 3 times in the 20 years I've been back, so... Not like I was the only one keeping the doors open.
Copy.
All right, one more day. I guess I am going to go to work tomorrow. I was going to take it off, but I guess I'm going to go in. Got a few things I got to handle anyway, so might as well.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, let's see. When's my next day off? I don't know. I work every day of the week, so just another day for me.
How long until you retire, buddy?
How long?
Too long to count.
Yeah, if there's any money left by the time I do retire. You got all these, you know, degenerates that are sucking off the system now that are depleting it, that don't deserve it, you know. So, by the time I get old, there'll be nothing left.
Power to the blue collars.
Yeah, you know what, that's what they're all saying, too. Power to you blue collar guys, beat me.
Like, why work when I can just, you know, sit around all day and piggyback off somebody else's billfold? You know, it's like, man. But especially like these younger generations, they just don't value the concept of, you know, working.
Tell me about it. I'm 30 years old. I got friends that are complete bums and suckle off the government.
I hear you. All right, gentlemen, well, I'm passing the rest area, Mike, so it'll be about a quarter mile, and I'm going to drop right out of here. I will catch you in the morning, WSBT 754.
We'll catch you later. Who else we got out there? Go ahead.
You got WSKK 684. I believe we talked about a week ago regarding the lakeshore fishing.
We may have, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just cruising around St. Clair Shores doing some blue-collar work.
Well, I get it. You know, I got a friend like that, too. I mean, the last time he actually had a real job was back in, I want to say, 2004, and he was working at that Burger King there at 23 in Gratiot. And he was only there for about maybe 6 months, and that was it. Either he quit or he got fired, I can't remember.
Man, must be nice, must be nice.
Oh, he's the only child, so you know where this is going. And, you know, still lives at home, never left the nest, still hiding under the apron.
Yep, I know too many that way.
One I went to high school with, his dad set him up with the whole landscape business, and he turned around and says, oh, well, I don't want to do this kind of work. So what does he do? He goes down to DHS and Social Security and applies for that, gets awarded benefits because he claims that, you know, he's learning disabled, which he's not, and somehow he's able to scam the government. He's been doing it like that for almost 20 years.
Yeah, good for those guys. Get into a job. WSKK 684 going to be monitoring.
Hey, we'll talk to you later. This is WRWB 49. We'll be standing by. Sounds like someone's bored. Must be dealing with a personality complex. Get my goat. I'm sorry, WRZQ 607. Is that supposed to get my goat? Anyway, WRWB 49 will be clear.
They'll get caught up one day. It's just a matter of time. WRNW 329. Clear.
Mike is a fat women fucker. Him and his friend Alex Barr, you know, they get out of here and they tear it up, along with Leonard Kobolinski and Charles Latimer, and they get, you know, Sean knows who the guys are. It's just a matter of time, you're right. I think, you know, throwing the N-lover word around is really going to hurt my feelings. It doesn't. You know, I've heard all kinds from both sides, and you know what? It is what it is. It's the 21st century. Get over it.
All right, there, Tim. We'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be clear.
All right, man. We'll catch you a little later. I just thought here, monitoring. One more stop and then headed home. We'll talk to you a little later. WRW329, clear.
You bend over for Paul.
WSIC 866 monitoring. WSKS 341, cone 675. Can I get a signal set, please?
WSSD 793 monitoring.
Hey, what's up? WSAL 946.
Good afternoon, my brother. What's happening over there?
Oh, nothing. Just listening to the the heat kick off and on all damn day, you know.
Yeah, it's a cold one out there. That's what I know. It's cold out there. Same here, ain't nothing happening, man, just sitting around doing nothing. I figured I'd kick the radio on and see if anything's happening there, right?
Yeah, Detroit's been pretty quiet. I had to do a monitor, I had that walkie on the dual thing, get the normal crap all on Mount Clemens, you know.
You're right, as long as they keep it on there, that's all right. You can have it. I don't care. But, yeah, I was dozing off in the chair. I fell asleep here a little bit. And I woke up and, I just figured, well, I'll turn the radio on and see what's happening. I don't even know what the hell I was watching on YouTube. I was watching something and I fell asleep. Oh, Deadliest Catch. I fell asleep. So, there you go.
Yeah, well, for me, there ain't a whole lot more to do. You know, just try to get through the day and try to keep the sleep normal, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, look out the window, man. It looks cold out there. We supposed to get any more snow?
I don't think so. Looking at my phone here, I'm gonna take another look. I think next Thursday it's supposed to be pretty warm. I'm gonna have a look at this. Yeah, next Thursday is supposed to be up in the mid 40s. That'll change though.
The heat waves are coming. You know, 40s is all right. Got, what is the temp out there right now? Come on. 25, it's a balmy 25 out there. Yeah, that's enough to freeze the thing off.
Yeah, it is. Oh, we were talking snow blowers the other day. I got my little Toro running. It's drained the gas and the float seemed to be stuck. I put gas in it and it was dripping, so I flipped it over and took the bowl off and just flipped it around a little bit, put it back together, and she took right off.
Yeah, no more dripping?
No, until, you know, it was a little, I dumped all, I drained all I could out of it, and, when it fired up, it shot some smoke out of there that smelled like an old fucking, horrible thing to it.
Did it fog the place up?
I had it in the garage and I cut it off right away, you know, after I put the car back together. It fired and blew. It's like, holy crap, I shut her down and then took it outside and it's still, yeah, I had to get away from it. It smelled like an old, it smelled bad.
Yeah, I'm old two strokes, man. When they said whatever fuel mixture's in the crankcase, the oil will, the gasoline will evaporate, the oil will run down to the bottom of the crankcase. Usually you get a pretty good puddle, it always happens. And that's why when you start them, if they ain't started in a while, they'll smoke the hell out of the place. Because they're taking up that residual oil in the crankcase that gathered up and it's burning it. And it'll fog the place up, man. Smoke like a dog for like the first couple minutes of running there, Roger.
Oh yeah, and it did. It's still, we didn't put much gas in it, so probably I need to get a fresh can of mix, and I'm just going to dump it again. It's probably only a quarter tank, you know, because it's kind of rinsing out the nasty. Dump that again and put some fresh and let her go after that.
Yeah, well, no matter if you have the super fresh gas in there or not, it's going to do that. If you let it run for a couple minutes or so, the smoke will start clearing. The engine won't smoke, the smoke will die down coming out of the engine. Once it burns that residual oil that's gathered up in the crankcase out, you know, and it gets back to its normal mix, it'll quit smoking and run like it. They all do that. Snowmobiles, all them two-stroke engines, after they sat for a while.
Yeah, copy that. Copy that. Well, like I said, my neighbor, I was going to give it to her. I don't know, she's probably undecided right now. I don't know about, I'll give it damn thing to you. You know, you can, she's got a big walk behind, but, you know, you can't really do the arch with it and that kind of thing, you know what I mean.
What, she's thinking about giving it to you?
No, I'm thinking about giving it to her, the two-cycle. She's got a, I don't know who made it, but it's a walk-behind four-stroker that she uses. But, it wouldn't throw that slushy shit, excuse me, what was it, yesterday? Yeah, it wouldn't throw it, so I got the, got the little Toro going and showed her how to use it. And it had a hard time with that wet flush, but it'll throw it anyway.
Yeah, well, that'd be right nice of you to do that, I guess. Or else you could just, while you're doing your walk, you could just walk past yours and hit hers while you're, while you're on the straight plane there, but, well, that's cool, man. She probably like that.
Well, I can't do it, Dave. I can't, you know, it was all I could do to get out there in the garage and make it happen and then show her how to use it. You know, it wasn't me pushing and pulling the snow around.
Okay. I got you now on that. Hey, right, man, let me get out of here for a minute and go get me a plate. And I'm hungry. And dinner's done, and I'm going to grab me a plate real quick, and then I'll pop back out here and see what's happening there.
Alright, I'll be monitoring. WSAL 946. I guess it's all clear.
Yeah, very good, Matt. I'll get back to you in a few. WSOZ 793. I'll be back.
WRUG 488, WRFX 966. WRFX 966, clear. WRUG 488, WRFX 966. WRFX 966. Clear.
Good evening, everybody. This is WSET 257 coming all the way on the
WSTI, H47, WIUG, 48, copy. WICX, 218, WIUG, 48, copy. WICX. 218,
WIUG 48, copy. 48, Jack, I copy it nicely. WSAL 946. How are you, sir?
Hello, Rob. How you doing? It's a little bit cold outside and very icy, too.
Yeah, I've just been sitting here all day, hearing the heat. I got a boiler, so but still I can hear the, you know, when it kicks on, kicks off, kicks on. It's doing its thing.
I see it. Well, that my heater goes, kicks on and kicks off and again, kicks on again and just kicks on again. I don't know what it is out there, but it's cold.
Yeah, and icy. My neighbor just brought me a bowl of spaghetti. God bless her heart. And, I made sure I watched when she went back home to make sure she didn't slip and fall. Gosh, I love that woman. She's just the best. I got really good neighbors around me.
That's good. Yeah, neighbors is really a lot of help. You know what I mean? If nobody around or something like that, they do help. But Well, what are you going to do? I know all my neighbors around really good. One of them worked for Chrysler, and the other one, you know, worked for a different company. And they're all here, you know. Sometimes they stay home like a week, sometimes not. Some of them work, some of them don't work.
Yeah, especially in this weather, you know. I'm an older guy, so and I can't work anymore. But still, in this kind of icy and cold, there's no way I could pull it off. But you know, if it was summertime, possibly.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, I ran into Costco today, went there and got some stuff from Costco. It may hold you up for maybe a week or maybe less than a week. And I just came back. And it was cold. When I came back, the doorknob, you know, it looked like it's a frozen.
Yeah, copy that. My daughter was over earlier today. She's banging on the door. She's like, "You got the screen door locked," and it was it got froze up.
Yeah, well, it happened. What are you gonna do? You know, sometimes it freezes up anyhow. Then I have that door with the code. And I tried 3-4 times with the coat, it didn't open. It didn't do nothing, really. So I had to use the key to get in.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm calling for about 45 degrees a week from now, next Thursday, according to my telephone, the weather on my Apple phone. So that'll be good, and maybe it'll melt down all this icy. Because it's pretty slick and icy out there. It's dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. Looking out there, you're right, it's dangerous. I tried to go to the mailbox through the snow. I couldn't. I had to back up and go from the side street.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I'm already compromised. I don't get around too well. So, you know, dealing with that ice is a big no-no for me.
That's what I was saying. Well, Ralph, I got a landline, so I will talk to you then, and good to hear you out there. WIUG 48.
To you too, Jack. Have a good night. WSIL 946. And 793 Dave, you out there? WSIL 946. No copy, 793. WSIL 946. WSIL 946. I'm monitoring the frequency.